Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I love to walk. We live in a beautiful place, and there are so many trails and parks to wander. Being outside relieves stress and anxiety, and exercise helps us sleep better and lessens depression. More and more often lately, though, I notice that the parents out walking with young children in strollers are paying attention to everything but their children. They're texting or talking on the phone. What are the children doing? Staring off into space, mostly. Yes, there's lots to look at from that stroller seat, but who's explaining it to them? Who points out the ducks on the water or the cute puppy bouncing by? Well, no one. When they're at the park, the children are doing all the playing, while parents sit on benches staring at their phones. It's not so much different at home these days, either. Parents have so much to do. There are meals to prepare and bills to pay. There's a lot to see on television, and work responsibilities no longer end at 5 p.m. All too often, children get pushed into the background. They're urged to do their homework or to go play. Or they're handed a tablet or phone and allowed to play games or scroll through social media. It's not uncommon in many of the families I work with for an entire day to go by without a single genuine conversation. You know, where one person says something and the other person listens and then answers, and then the first person responds. That sort of thing. A lot's been said about distracted driving. But I worry just as much about distracted parenting. Children need focused, unhurried, one-on-one time with parents and caregivers in order to learn language, to wire their brains, and develop social and emotional skills. They cannot learn these things from screens or by being left to passively observe the world around them. Your child needs your attention, your time, and your willingness to engage with them to develop their curiosity and confidence. Unfortunately, children will adapt to whatever environment adults create. If you respond to their questions or crying by handing over a phone, they'll learn to connect with and demand the phone. And they'll miss the opportunity to learn language, empathy, and curiosity about the world around them. Ask yourself what skills and qualities your child will need in order to successfully navigate this 21st century world. Then ask yourself whether you're actively teaching those things to your child. If the answer is no, go for a walk and have a conversation along the way. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.